In local news, the focus is now on hurricanes moving toward Hawaii. As of now, Hurricane Madeline is about 695 miles east of Hilo, pretty much where it's been for most of the morning. Hurricane Lester is about 1,000 miles behind it. With the IUCN World Conservation Congress starting this week, President Obama scheduled to arrive on Wednesday, and quite possibly along with it, Hurricane Madeline. It could be perhaps the perfect storm. Chevy Chevalier is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service at the Central Pacific Hurricane Center, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, very clearly, everyone is quite concerned about the convergence of all of these things happening this week. Is there anything more that, you know, since we've talked about this and been getting reports, but anything more that you know that we should?
Well, I mean, overnight, we went from, you know, since yesterday afternoon, a tropical storm to a Cat 2 hurricane. So rapid intensification of now Hurricane Madeline. And we expect it to intensify over the next 12 to 24 hours, maybe another 5 to 10 miles per hour with the wind. So we're expecting it to peak out at about 105 miles per hour, 110 miles per hour, low on Category 2, but still a Category 2, and then a gradual, very gradual weakening day 3 into day 4. And we expect it right now, the best forecast track takes it to the south of the Big Island. That doesn't mean they're not going to get impacts. We're talking about high surf, some pretty good winds, and rain and potential flooding, depending on how close to the coast Madeline goes.
So nothing at all to be complacent about just because it may be moving south of the island.
Well, that's the message we want to continue to convey, is that everybody should be prepared, especially with this double whammy this week, especially if you're on the Big Island in Maui. Lester, as you mentioned, is right behind it, relatively speaking. We expect the impacts from Lester, which is actually a low-end Category 3, a major hurricane right now, and we expect the impacts from that Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday. And that one, with the current forecast track, is expected to take a northwestward turn as it approaches the islands and could affect every one of the islands in the chain.
Which is to say it's going to be a very messy week, and people should take this quite seriously. Regardless of what happens, it's going to be rainy, it's going to be nasty. But if there is a real change and we feel impacts from either one of those, this is not the time to be complacent.
Absolutely. Be vigilant. It only takes one. You know, the worst storm is the one that hits you. So, you know, we've only had five tropical storm and or hurricanes in 70 years make landfall, including earlier this year, Tropical Storm Darby and Tropical Storm Mazelle a couple of years ago. But those were eye-openers that it can indeed happen. We definitely don't want to be impacted by a hurricane or tropical storm. And if we are, though, you want to make sure you're prepared, you have every emergency plan in place, you have all your supplies ready to go. Do not wait till the last minute.
That's always what we like to say, and yet very often people do. Even when we have, as you say, in recent memory, some distinct examples of what can happen. Is there anything that really, you know, makes a difference as you keep putting out these same calls? And certainly we've heard that from civil defense over many, many years, even with these experiences, that we seem to forget how much damage this can do and how quickly.
Well, if you've lived on Kauai for a long time, 25 years or so, you definitely remember Iniki and how much damage a particular storm can do. That was a hurricane, and in the billions of dollars, and of course, unfortunately, the lives lost. So we are continuously, from June 1st until November, the end of November, the hurricane season, under the gun. And everybody needs to remember that. We do peak from August into September. That's when we see the most frequency of storms. And we're definitely seeing it this year. Last year was record-setting, but we don't want to let our guard down just because the waters are cooling. We definitely have the recipe out there with still warm waters. We have less wind shear right now. So that's a recipe for pretty intense storms, tropical storms, and even hurricanes. So, you know, we had a quiet start to the season, the month of June in the eastern Pacific. Didn't have any storms. The first storm didn't come around till July 2nd, but then we had 10 from July 2nd to August 7th, and now we're already on Madeline, which is M. That's a 13th named storm originating in the East Pac. So it's still an active season, and remember, we still have an outlook or a forecast for an above-normal season this year.
And it's a long way till November. Thanks very, very much for joining us. We'll be checking back with you.
Sure, no problem.
Xavier Chevalier is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service at the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu.